I'm Jamie Dunn. Governor Bruce Rauner closed the Illinois State Museum last fall, saying the state could not afford to operate the museum without a budget. The museum reopened this weekend and is now charging a $5 admission fee. Employees, who continued to report to work during the closure, spent time sprucing up the place and cataloging its collection. They also laid the groundwork for the museum to expand its reach online. I sat down with director Michael Wyant to talk about the museum's plans for the future. Last time we talked about the museums, you mentioned, you know, more of an effort to become more digital and to digitize the collections and give people some access that way. Can you tell me a little bit about those efforts and how things are going?
So we do want to expand the voice of the museum, if you will. We are delighted to have people cross the threshold and come to this facility and see exhibits, but we want to expand our presence to a much broader audience, and we think the virtual world is the best way to do that, as many have. Two things are afoot already. One is that we're going to set up a YouTube channel that has a series of audiovisual vignettes, which are conversations with curators about work they're doing, about collections we have. In a sense, they're sort of behind-the-scenes look of the museum articulated by the very people who work with those materials, whether it be a scientific endeavor or a collection issue. Further, we've established a goal to take digital records of our collections and get them programmed in a way that they could have a web presence so that Illinois citizens and, in fact, an international audience curious about the kinds of things we have in the museum that represent the cultural and natural heritage of Illinois, that they could access them. So that is a big undertaking, and it's something that we have foundation stones laid, and over time we'll begin to build that repertoire.
You're also asking visitors to help get the word out online that the museum is open again. How can they do that?
We invite people to come, and we're certainly interested in them bringing their cell phones and taking selfies in front of parts of the museum that they find to be of particular interest, and then distributing those to a website that will announce to a much broader audience that the museum is open and there are extraordinary things to see.
And people listening who maybe snapped a selfie over the weekend or plan to go sometime soon to the museum can participate using the hashtag #BackAtISM. So what has the staff been up to since the museum closed to now when it is reopening?
A lot of people, when they visit a museum, what they're really looking at is the tip of the iceberg. The exhibits are extraordinary, educational, and enriching instruments, if you will. And yet there's an immense amount of work that goes on behind them, not just the physical construction and the maintenance of them, something we did a good bit of while the museum was closed. For example, our at-home in Illinois exhibit consists of a series of rooms from homes from early American settlement all the way to a dorm room in a contemporary setting. It's filled with objects, and those objects are like anyone's home. They require dusting and attention, and so we've been in that exhibit in particular and literally dismantled parts of it, cleaned all of it, and put it back together. It's an enormous undertaking and not easily done when the public is available. There's been a great deal of collections work. So the foundation of the education and exhibits are the collection, and there's it's like any collector. You often acquire more things than you can deal with immediately, and we've had a backlog of objects to identify, to describe, to photograph, to document, to put into a proper place. And that series of activities undertaken by technicians and curators is something we've been doing a great bit of. And then lastly, we've been thinking about our future, and we've been talking about new educational initiatives, articulating the collections to the public, a variety of things that we think will make us even better as we go forward.
And while the museum was closed, you did lose a lot of staff to retirements and folks moving on. Can you tell me a little bit about what the staffing levels are like now, how that affects your efforts, and what your hopes are going forward when it comes to staffing?
The staff of the Illinois State Museum has been cut in half in round numbers. We've lost a significant number of quality people who have devoted their lives to museum work. There their quality and expertise is demonstrated by the fact that a great many of them, especially the young curators, have found exceptional opportunities elsewhere. All that said, we have a remarkable core of people here. While the museum has been closed, there's been a great deal of activity that involves not only our internal work, but other institutions and researchers and people who want to exhibit art have come to our door and asked us for the kind of assistance that we've always provided. And with this core group of people, not only have we been able to meet our everyday requests, but one of the other undertakings was that we've done an enormous amount of work in the building. We've, for example, we've significantly changed the lobby of the museum with the help of the Secretary of State workers and museum employees. All that said, however, it's time to rebuild and to revitalize, and we need to and will be in the process of soliciting applicants for a variety of jobs from highly qualified, specialized curators of geology, for example, to people to work in our collections, to people to help us with building exhibits. And we will not be who we once were for some time, but we have a great foundation, I think a very clear sense of direction, and now we'll try to encourage some people to join us to revitalize the museum as a whole.
And the museum has been free in the past, but there will now be an admission fee. Can you tell me a little bit about that fee? Who would be paying it, and why is it worth their while to pay that fee and come out to the museum?
So there is an admission fee of $5 that will be applied to adults between the ages of 19 and 64. Youth 18 and younger, seniors 65 and older, and veterans and active military personnel will receive a free admission to the museum, as will members of the museum society. So museum society members pay either an individual or family membership, or they become a sustaining member. There are different levels of investment in the museum. And all of those funds, the $5 entry fee and the museum society funds, underwrite a variety of activities in the museum, from educational enterprises to exhibits. The whys of it are really twofold. First of all, museums across the country, and in fact many organizations, have recognized that a single stream of revenue is just not sufficient. So general revenue does not have the capacity at this point to do what we need to do to be the best institution we can be. So we diversify our approach. For years, the Museum Society has underwritten a variety of programs. We have written a great many grants and contracts to use our expertise to apply them to other enterprises. And now what we're doing is saying to the public, we think we have an extraordinary opportunity. Would you invest in us as well? And I think the return on the investment is, when you think about opportunities and places to learn, of course, the school-age youth and adults going to college, et cetera, are one way to learn. But when you think about opportunities for families to learn, museums are really one of the vanguard, those opportunities. So we think museums not only are an extraordinary place to learn for people of all ages, but I think the other thing that we do is we tell stories that you don't learn in school necessarily. And they're rich stories about the world around us, whether it be natural or cultural. So a $5 entry fee to learn something about the natural and cultural heritage of Illinois, which is a deep and rich and vibrant story, is a real bargain.